This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
I would love a rest area to be named after me. For what reason?
That's random as hell, Dave.
But some of the rest areas you drive by, you're like, I never heard of this guy.
Maybe we make that a mission.
The Cheesequake rest area? That could be the Rothenberg rest area.
Joe Cheesequake is a big deal. I don't know if you know that.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't know. My rest area, I'd want big screen TVs on the wall. I'd want Lazy Boy recliners. I don't
want your rest area to be like a sports bar.
A sports bar rest area, yes.
This is DCR.
It goes back to your confidence, though. It's amazing. You see Vince Lombardi, and you're like, yeah, if Vince Lombardi
has, I should have a rest
area. Some schlub like Vince Lombardi could have a rest area. Why can't I have a rest area?
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the big 7 o'clock hour, 98.7 ESPN. DCR on 98.7 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. Somebody sent me a tweet, said maybe instead of a rest area, maybe like a scenic overlook would be something that you could get.
Nah, rest area is more you. I mean, what you described is pretty much Vegas.
Okay. So you're telling me you wouldn't make sure to drive that way specifically to go to the Rothenberg rest stop?
Now, how are the bathrooms? Are the luxurious
clean, pristine,
bathrooms?
Pristine.
Oh, I'm in.
Pristine.
I set my trip around stopping at the Rothenberg rest area.
That's right. And we'll have slot machines in the bathrooms.
In the bathroom slot machines?
In the bathrooms, yeah.
And you said something about a wireless device that you can bet on?
That's right.
Yeah. So everyone will have phones then?
No. See, you're missing. No. Not about phones. You will have special, like, handheld devices that allow you to wager, and then there'll be windows where you can collect your money before you get back into the car.
No, but why not let's just have a Dave Rothenberg rest area app for the phones? Cool. So you're not touching everyone else's devices.
The D-Rap. The Dave Rothenberg rest area.
Yeah,
app.
The D-Rap.
I do like that.
Gambling.
Where you can A, do online gambling, and B, place your food order.
Exactly right, with the QR code.
Shake Shack at the Dave Rothenberg rest area.
With the QR code.
The QR code.
Which QR I code.
Very easily handled with RJ's wedding the other day, by the way.
I don't know why you waited so long. Disrespect.
Because I didn't like it. I was protesting the QR code.
Why? Well, That's the part that I don't understand. Why are you protesting the QR code?
I appreciate the QR code.
He doesn't like change.
Everybody else throughout the course of during the pandemic has grown to appreciate the QR code and its application, but you somehow come out on the other side of this thing.
Rick,
I don't understand why you're so adamantly opposed to it.
Rick hit the nail on the head 100%. And I think because you're similar to this, I don't like change. I'm scared of change. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I get it.
So you're the old man that's saying, get off my lawn.
I don't know that I'm saying get off my lawn. I'm saying I don't appreciate change. And for him to just all of a sudden willy-nilly, and it's the first time I've seen it. I'm not familiar with a QR code on a wedding invitation.
I also enjoy what you're describing for your rest stop. You just continue to describe a phone. Where you have,
yeah, it's a phone.
We'll have this feature where, yep, you can order food and they deliver it right to you.
It's no wonder he can't use the QR code. Doesn't know what the phone is.
I have no idea. A phone, and I use the phone beautifully. Magic.
He calls it his porn machine, is what that phone is.
No. Phone. A laptop.
A what?
A laptop.
Laptop?
Laptop. Yeah. By the way.
I want a place you can stop where you can relax, watch sports, gamble, drink, and get a massage.
Yeah. A legitimate massage.
A what kind?
A legitimate massage.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant...
Not like, you know, a back room kind of shady massage. A real massage.
Yeah, okay. Wink, wink.
No, I'm serious. And you know what? Maybe a shave, too.
Maybe a shave.
Maybe a shave.
It's a men's club.
You go to... Yes, I want a men's club rest stop. Correct.
That sounds nice.
How great would it be? You're in the car for 5 hours. You're exhausted. You're worn down. You feel like, you know, life is getting the best of you. And then you get a shave. You come out. You smell good. You feel good. You get back in the car. You got another 6-8 hours of driving ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. Rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated.
Eat, gamble, rub and tug.
Right.
You name it. I mean, you're back.
You might never leave. Where's he been? He's at the Rothenberg rest area. It's the last we saw of him.
He lives there now.
Right. He's going to move in. People would move in.
No, in a heartbeat. Why would you leave? You have to kick people out of that place. Especially if you had pristine bathrooms. There's no one. No one's going anywhere. I got to shave.
Even if you wanted to leave, Rico, you're probably not going to be sober enough to leave when you want to.
Be like Hotel California. You're not leaving.
Nice steam room, maybe? A sauna?
Oh, spa, sauna, massage, shave, aftershave, the whole works.
In the middle of I-95. How about that?
Right up on I-95 there. That's right. Let's go to Patrick.
It's a slightly shady Ritz is what we'll call it.
Yes. 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 Patrick in Brooklyn. Good morning, Patrick. Welcome.
Good day, fellas. Enjoy your show every day. I want to speak on the Damian Lillard potential trade, but I also want to talk about the point guards. What do you think about giving up R.J. Barrett, your 3 first-round picks, Mitchell Robinson, Emmanuel, quickly?
I got nothing left.
No, we still got Julius Randle. We potentially could still find that Derrick Rose. We got Bullock, Toppin.
Okay. What are we trying to do here with everything that you just offered?
No, we're trying to get Damian Lillard and probably, hopefully, they'll go back one of their bigs. I know they're not that good, but something back for it because we're giving up Mitchell Robinson, too. But it's just Damian Lillard. This is the offseason. We could find some players. We're still 50 mil under the cap, right? And if we don't go that way, you don't like the Sexton potential trade or signing Alonzo Ball?
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that move. I'm not opposed to Alonzo Ball. And the fact that you do have some space under the cap does give you some flexibility in terms of trying to construct a deal. But I don't know that the Knicks are going to have enough assets to be able to offer Portland in order to bring back Damian Lillard. And then when you start looking at what team you would have left, is that going to be good enough for Damian Lillard in terms of giving him an opportunity to compete for a championship?
There's got to be a next step. If you're going to bring in Lillard, there has to be a next step of we're also bringing in this really, really, really good player. Otherwise, what's the rationale behind it for Damian Lillard to do this?
See, that's the thing. I mean, if you want to take Dame at his word, which we will for the sake of this conversation, is he wants to win a championship. So you look at the Knicks, you trade everything, and then look at what's available. Not only, I mean, this offseason is, I mean, can you put enough pieces around him where all of a sudden now you can be a team that can compete in the East? And I don't know if you trade all of that, including your draft picks. I mean, that's a lot.
You're not competing.
That's a lot to ask.
With Randle and Lillard, you're not. Listen, you'll be a good team. You'll make the playoffs. You might win a round.
You probably win a playoff series. Yeah.
Right, but to think that you're going to go on a major run in the postseason, I think is very unrealistic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how much better is the situation in New York now than it was in Portland? And they
the only thing that you would say
round.
Would make it better is because you're in a weaker conference.
That's right.
But that would be it.
The change of scenery is better for him just because there's an easier road. But it's still a tough road, and I don't know that you're better than these other teams. Eric in Staten Island. Good morning, Eric. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. First-time caller, passionate Knicks fan. I want to ask why you guys are so set on trading R.J. Barrett for Dame. I love Dame, but I just can't agree with blowing up the entire...
No one... Because you guys just admit... Time out.
He's taking a timeout.
Eric, take a timeout for a second. We're not saying that we would trade R.J. Barrett. We're not hell-bent on trading R.J. Barrett. What we're saying is in order to get the deal done, if you want Dame Lillard, R.J. Barrett is probably going to be involved in the package going to Portland. No one is hell-bent on trading R.J. Barrett. The reality is you're not going to be able to get rid of Kevin Knox and the rest of your garbage, and Portland's going to be like, oh, yeah, let's do that deal.
But if that's the case, then don't do the trade. Because like you guys just admitted, if you trade and your entire team is just Dame and Randle, where are you going? Why would Knicks fans want to jeopardize their future for 4 years of the fifth seed? And why would Dame want to do that?
Because you're looking for a move that'll get you to the point where you can compete for a championship. Like, you want to find a move that can get your organization to have more progression. Like, you got to the playoffs. That's a huge, huge step from where you were a year ago. That's great. But now let's talk about winning playoff series. Let's talk about trying to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, you're looking for the next move that will push the program forward under Tibbs. And that's why the Damian Lillard thing comes up, because he's the next disgruntled star, and it seems like the Knicks have been acquiring all of these assets to set themselves up to make a run at one of these guys at some point. That's why it's a conversation.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, at a certain point, it's not like young teams don't win a lot.
No.
Like, everyone wants to get young, but young teams don't win a lot. So at a certain point, you got to cash in those chips, and you got to just make sure when you make the decision to do that, it's for the right player, and you have a plan around that player. Because we have seen them. You saw with Atlanta, right? They got Trae Young, who, I mean, he balled out in the playoffs, and they get, you know, good pieces around him built the
right
way.
They made that Clint Capella trade.
And they made, I mean, and they made some noise in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doable. It just doesn't fit the timeline that you're on right now. Like, if I'm trading everything, there has to be the opportunity to win a championship. It's not like, okay, we're getting to the second round of the playoffs and that's it. That's not what Dame wants, and I don't think that's what New York Knicks fans want.
I think Dame less than Knicks fans, though.
No, yeah. But again, you're talking about a situation where, yeah, it's great in the moment, but then if it ends up in a bunch of, you know, second-round playoff exits, the people aren't going to be happy with that.
No.
They won't.
After a couple of years of that?
He won't. Fans won't.
No, not after a couple of years of that. And at some point, he's going to start to show some age, and all of a sudden, you're going to have to, you know, think of the next step for the Knicks.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're talking about...
Young guy. Not like he's 24.
No, he's 30. He's 31 years old. So, right. I mean, it's not like your window's going to be open for
is
like
this. Is he 31 or is he going to be 31?
No, he's 31. He's 31. I'm positive about that. He's 31.
Okay.
Listen, blame Spotrac. They lied to me. I don't know why they put him at 24.
You made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
I'm going to send you a screenshot. You're trying to blame Spotrac.
No, I will send you a screenshot of it right now. It says 24.
I don't care.
No, you do care.
Whose fault is it?
It's not my fault.
It's still your fault. You're the one bringing
this to
air.
It's the website's fault.
This is what you said.
No, it's the website's fault. I'm going to take a picture of it right now and send it to you.
You're amazing.
How am I amazing?
Because
it's on Spotrac.
You made the mistake. You, not Spotrac. You.
No, no. Spotrac made the mistake.
You didn't double check.
Why would I think, this is not RJ's rundown, why would I think to double check something that I'm seeing right now with my own two eyes on Spotrac?
You know what? You would have said the same thing a week ago, and Damian Lillard just turned 31 4 days ago.
No kidding. That's why I checked. I did my own research on that one.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a picture. It says 24.
I don't care about the picture. I'm just disappointed.
How can you not care about the picture?
He's not 24. That's the point.
You brought misinformation to the table.
Why am I being the one that's blamed for something that Spotrac has on their website?
Because Chris didn't bring bad information. You didn't.
Well, he didn't go on Spotrac. I'm sitting here trying to break down free agents for everybody. Sorry for doing extra work. I apologize.
Call William Spotrac and get to the bottom of it.
Oh, he needs to be held accountable for this.
But then you made RJ look bad because I thought he was wrong because that's his track record. So I didn't believe him.
Flawless rundown today. Email not
the rundown was flawless. The email was bad.
Yeah. Canty canty in the email.
But canty canty was great. I love that you were promoting it as Canty Canty. If people didn't hear what happened, they probably just thought you were the maniac.
No, I'm not.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
No, you. So that's it. So you read that this morning.
Time
out. Received.
Time out. You read that and say Canty Canty. Whose fault is it? Yours or RJ's?
It's RJ's.
Okay, so how's this my fault?
Because this could have been checked elsewhere.
What do you mean could have been checked elsewhere?
Option. I can't go somewhere else for Canty Canty.
You know it's Canty Canty. I didn't know Spotrac.
I thought maybe
into my
the
face.
Name of the segment changed.
No, see, you're full of it because you know
not
I'm right. You're
anything.
Wrong.
You, I want you someone messed held up, and you're trying this. To deflect it.
I did not part. Mess up. I'm sitting here looking at it. I'll send you a picture of it. I did my
24.
Little algorithm yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yesterday, algorithm.
You're both bad guys.
You want to take a timeout?
No, I don't.
All right, 800-919-3776. Seven,
take
six.
A picture right now. I'm sending it to you.
Good. You're probably taking a camera out for that.
I'm taking my phone out. I don't have a camera.
Why don't you just copy and paste the link and send it to me?
Because it's
he's
easy.
Taking
it's
photos.
It's on the computer. I'm not doing that.
Oh, you are too much.
So all right. Hold on. I'm sending it to you right now.
Can I please take a break?
Nope. I got a good story, too, coming into the next
good.
Break, by the way.
Give us a good story.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
A great story. Now, is this going to be like a great story that goes on for 10 minutes and doesn't have a real payoff, or is this going to legitimately be a great story?
No, this is a news story.
A new. By the way, how good am I to you? I mean, I'm so disgusted with him, Chris. Over the weekend, I'm on Twitter, and I see maybe the greatest did-it-happen-in-Florida story ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I send it to him. Do you think I heard back? Do you think I got a response, thanks for thinking of me?
Just judging by your response, I'm going to say no, you
nothing.
Didn't.
Nothing.
Last time I checked, Chris, when we text him during the weekend or on a football, does he respond to us?
That's also a no.
Thanks. And group,
does it
group
not
text
upset
messages,
you?
Does Dave respond? No.
No.
No, why would I respond? You okay. Sent me the story. Thank you. I would like an apology, too, before I continue. I sent you that picture. You can see it for everyone to see.
Let me look at this, actually. I didn't.
I actually had a little finger. See the finger pointing to it?
No, I actually don't have
yeah,
a
you
finger
do.
Pointed to it. Let's see. Lillard.
I've done what I came to done.
I got to be. I'm being sincere when I tell you this. I don't think you sent me a screenshot of Lillard.
It's John Collins. I don't care about Lillard. I was wrong about Collins, not Lillard.
Oh.
Collins? Told you Lillard was 31.
Yeah. Yep, says 24. You're
yeah,
right.
Thank you.
But that doesn't, but you went to one source. I mean, a good journalist will go to multiple sources and make sure that they're accurate.
All right, so you dug in on this, all right?
Well, I think I have to be.
Okay, that's fine. All right,
what's your story?
So here's the story. This is a news story. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this or not. Would you like to guess how how the Olympics is going to deter athletes from having sexy time in the village?
I guess some sexy undies.
I can't wait to hear this.
All right, so let's see a guess. They've given them tiny rooms where only one person can fit in the room.
Good guess. Not quite.
Twin size beds?
Nope. Good guess. Not quite.
Tiny beds. Little bed for little people.
Beds to be installed in Tokyo Olympic Village will be made of cardboard.
Cardboard.
This is aimed at avoiding intimacy among athletes.
Wait, but isn't your bed going to break?
That's the point. No, it's a certain amount of weight that will collapse.
That's a terrible assumption, though. Because, I mean, it's not like you got to use a bed.
Not like you got to use a bed, and not like you're not willing to have a collapsible bed if you're going to, you know, have a lovely athlete with you.
I'm just saying, world-class athletes, they'd probably be able to figure it out.
Said beds will be able to withstand the weight of a single person to avoid situations beyond sports.
Beyond sports.
Cardboard beds.
No sit-ups.
Just what you want. That just what you want is to go to the Olympics.
Can a cardboard bed be comfortable, too?
No.
No shot.
I mean, so you're a professional. I mean, you're I guess, an amateur athlete or maybe professional, right? And you're going to the Olympics, and you've waited 4 years, and they're putting you on a cardboard bed to try to, like, run a marathon in 2 hours and 6 minutes to avoid you having sexy time on this thing?
A lot of sexy time. You don't want to have...
Doesn't seem like a great idea.
No, it does not.
I just don't understand how an idea like that gets approved. Like a bunch of smart people get in the room and they say, we're going to give the athletes cardboard beds. That's what we're going to do. They've been waiting 5 years for this moment. We're going to give them cardboard beds.
The athletes are going to be like hobbling on the track.
I mean, but here's the assumption, too, that you would actually need a bed. I mean, come on.
Like there aren't other ways.
Yeah, I mean, Santi, what did you send me? I can't listen. Obviously, can't listen to it as the show's going on. What did you send me?
So I'm yelling at Ray.
I don't know this guy's name, Rish McClenahan, I guess, but he's an athlete at the Olympics.
Bezenhout?
No, not Bezenhout. I don't know this guy. European champ, world medalist of something, but he's over there and he put up a video and I guess I'll just play the clip for you. But he's jumping on one of the beds out there in the Olympics.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake news.
See,
I don't know.
News.
It's still cardboard though.
He's jumping on it pretty savagely though.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Dave get down?
It's fake news. I'll show you. Want to see it? And that's Reese who?
McClenahan.
Where's
he? I just don't understand. Like, I mean, in all honesty, though, like, if you're going to have sexy time at the Olympics, having a cardboard bed is not going to deter you from what you're trying to get done.
No.
Exactly. That's what I don't
It's ridiculous.
Understand.
Yeah, you're going to keep world-class athletes from you know, having sexual
Can
activity.
I experiment a little bit?
Now you focus on the most flexible ones if you're making choices.
Right, you find the gymnast.
The gymnast, exactly right.
Right?
Determined people find a way anyway.
I'll be your pummel horse.
How much Olympics are you going to watch?
All of it.
You love the Olympics?
I do love the Olympics, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the gymnastics. I'll watch the gymnastics. I'll watch some of the swimming. I'll watch the basketball.
I think it's going to play out well for us. I think we're going to get a lot of live events during our show.
That'd be nice.
Lots of Kevin Durant.
It was nice having the golf, too, over the last couple of days. Early golf is great.
I watched a lot of golf over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it helped, too. You got the two. I mean, you got Morikawa and Spieth.
Yep, got some good names.
$2 million Morikawa won for that.
Bezenhout.
He was outstanding this weekend, though, dude.
Well, he's a good player, man.
That's his second major in 8 tries, right?
That's his debut. That's his debut in the Open.
He's never been in the Open Championship before?
No.
He's going to play in the... I think he's playing in the Olympics, too.
He's very, very easy to root for.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Yeah, another sports-related story.
Really?
Yeah. I want to see how Canty felt about it as our resident Yankee fan.
Okay.
Did you see the video of J.D. Martinez in the outfield?
No.
Talking about how... When Garrett Cole came on the bus, the All-Star game, they said, "Hey, how you doing?" And he just walked by.
Ignored him. This. So wait, so he said that JD said hello to Garrett Cole and Garrett Cole just ignored him?
Yeah, the Red Sox guy said hello. We just, nope, head down, walk right past.
Kind of like it. I kind of like it. It's a jerk move because you're at the All-Star game, but I like it. I mean, they're the team that's supposed to be your rival, and they're – at the top of the division standings, there's nothing to be cordial about. I mean, you got to go after those dudes. I like the mindset.
You got to say hello in an all-star setting, no?
Bye, losers. Bye.
You would think so, but maybe he feels a way about the
but
Red Sox.
But didn't I also see, Rick, that Cole denies that happened?
I wouldn't be. I mean, I wouldn't.
You can't admit that you did that on purpose.
To admit it.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that he said that's just made up, not true.
Why would J.D. Martinez make that up?
It's a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question.
But listen, I mean, you got to do that. You go and pitch the way he pitched.
I like the mentality. I like it. I'm not going to lie.
Somebody's got to step up for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Have some fight.
He's been good. He really has last couple starts. Saved the bacon for them.
Man, he got out of that fifth inning, though. He was a magician because it was bases loaded. I thought it was going to get ugly for him. Really did.
You got to win his starts, bottom line for the Yankees. You
and they
win
have
his
it.
Starts. No, they haven't, but I mean, the last couple. I mean, that game against the Astros was amazing. And then to come back and follow up with that start against the Red Sox, and I know with rain and everything else, but still.
Yeah, very good. I mean, good job by him. If they would have won that game, held on to the 5-run lead in the ninth on Sunday, last Monday would have been 2.5 hours of Garrett Cole, and what a phenomenal job by him.
Yeah.
But it got ruined because the Yankees ruined it for themselves on Sunday.
Exactly right. I mean, you went from sweeping the Astros. You won 2 or 3 against Seattle. You would have swept the Astros, gone into the All-Star break. But no, I mean, you went into the All-Star break with that loss. It was disgusting. Altuve, you know, walk-off home run.
Yep, taking a shirt off, mocking you.
Yeah, and then you find out that, you know, your best player has COVID, and you're going to miss him for an extended period of time.
Yep, and he's going to be out for a while. All right, how about this? The 98.7 ESPN Beach Bash is back Friday, August 20th. Bar A in Lake Como, New Jersey becomes, this is like you should be reading this, Rick, not me. It becomes Bar K. Make your plans to head down to the Jersey Shore to join the Michael K. Show live from 2 to 6:30 p.m. with special musical guest, the Pat Roddy Band. Tune into the K. Show today for 2 chances to score VIP access. It's all brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer, Samwell Pain Management, Calandra's Bakery, and Yingling Flight. You must be at least 21 years of age to enter. I mean, this is right in your wheelhouse. The K Show Beach Bash? You must just love this.
I love the Beach Bash. Love it.
How about the fact that Michael K hates the Olympics, though? And you
How
love
How can Michael K hate the Olympics? He doesn't hate the Olympics.
That's what I'm told. I'm told
no.
I'm told he does not like the Olympics.
No, maybe he doesn't like the Summer Olympics. Maybe he's more of a Winter Olympics guy. Big into the hockey.
I'm sure. Huge into the hockey.
Rooting his buddy on.
Did you? And this stinks. I was honestly, truly disappointed by this. Coco Gauff. Did you see this? She tested positive. She will not be participating in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's too bad. It really is. This is. I mean, it keeps again. I mean, it was, you know, Bradley Beal. He can't go to the Olympics now. Coco Gauff can't go to the Olympics.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, it's a problem.
Yeah, I think it's going to become a real problem too.
See, here's the other thing though too, and I heard people complaining about it, and I get it. But I didn't. I mean, when I went to the Olympics, I wasn't like overly concerned about how many people were going to be at the games. You know what I mean? I know everyone was bent out of shape that there's not going to be fans at the Olympics. But that wasn't like.
Yeah, but it's part of the pageantry of the Olympics.
No, I understand it's the pageantry, but as an athlete, like, it's just like the idea that you're going to represent your country. You know how many people are watching on television when you're performing your sport. Like, it's not like I didn't go with, you know, to Italy like, oh, I can't wait to play out in front of a sold out crowd. It was more I'm representing the U.S.
Yeah, but I'm sure the athletes going to Tokyo would probably like to not have to deal with people protesting that the Olympics are actually happening there. Like, you got locals that don't want the Olympics happening. Like, that's,
yeah, you don't want any. That's in those situations, you want no distractions at all. You're there. I mean, that's business. You go there, try to win your medal, and then when you're done, you can have.
And then you can have fun on your cardboard bed.
Yeah, find new and creative
ways. No, you got to get on the flight and get out of there. They're not even letting you stay after your
event. Yeah, you know, so when your event is done, you got to get out?
You're out.
You got to leave, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really. I mean, so seriously, like, you can't, like, we can't just trust that we can give you, like, a regular bed that you can sleep well in, and then we'll kick you out. We're gonna kick you out, and we're going to give you a cardboard bed? That ain't right.
No, doesn't feel right. I'm gonna ask you this question. And I'll let you guys decide the future of the show in the next couple minutes. I have stumbled upon a phenomenal NFL topic. Or we could take a couple calls and then get to the phenomenal NFL topic.
Well, if it's such a great topic, Dave, wouldn't we want to have our listeners get the opportunity to chime in on it?
Oh, it's a good point. 800-919-3776 to chime in on the phenomenal NFL topic. Just hot off the presses. I know the two of you guys haven't even seen this yet, and I like it like that. ESPN.com has the NFL Future Power Rankings 2021 projections for all 32 teams for the next three seasons. Okay? Building a successful NFL franchise is about more than just the current season. The best teams are typically set up to stay among the elite for many years. To project which NFL franchises are in the best shape for the next 3 years, 2021 through 2023, we asked our panel of experts, Jeremy Fowler, Lewis Riddick, Seth Walder, Field Yates, to rate each team's quarterback situation, remaining non-quarterback roster, drafting ability, front office, and coaching using this scale. 100 is an A+, that's elite. 90 is an A, that's great. 80 a B, very good. 70 a C, average D, very bad. And 50 and below would be disastrous or an F. After averaging the results from the panelists, each of the five categories was weighted to create the overall score. Roster gets 30%, quarterback 20%, draft 15%, front office 15%, and coaching 20%. I have the list of 32 teams next 3 years right in front of me. Right in front of me. Would anybody like to venture a guess at the number one team next 3 years?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Ding, ding, ding. You're 1-0, my friend. An 88.5, the NFL rank for overall roster, minus the quarterback is fifth, quarterback is one, coaching is two, draft is 14, front office is seven. With a 1-0 lead through one.
Very nice.
Chris Canty, very nice. The number two team on the list is... And here we go.
Number two team, next 3 years. Dave, I know this sounds crazy, but I got to say Tampa's going on that list. Tampa has to be.
We are now 1-1. Well played, Chris Canty. Overall roster minus the quarterback, number one in the league at a 93-3. Quarterback, number two. Coaching, 10. Draft, 4. Front office, 5. Rick, Mr. DiPietro, number three on the list is...
I hate to say it, but I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
No, no. For the steal, Chris Canty.
If it's not the Buffalo Bills, Dave, You know what? Is it an AFC team, Dave?
I can't. I want to tell you. I can't. I can't give you hints.
You can't give me something.
Rick, can nothing? I give him a hint?
No hints.
No hints.
No hints.
I'm sorry.
All right.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
No, he just went with the Buffalo Bills. What's happening?
The list is wrong. The list is wrong. It should be the Buffalo Bills.
What's happening? He just went with the Buffalo Bills, and we said no.
All right, Baltimore Ravens, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. That was sensational. Yes, you're right, although I don't know that you were. You're 2-1 now. Overall roster 6, quarterback 7, coaching 8, draft 1, front office 1. Rick, number 4.
I'll go back to the Bills.
The Bills again for a third time. The Bills this time is correct. Overall roster is 6, quarterback 3, coaching 7, draft 14, and front office 3. We're tied at 2, looking for the 5th overall team, Chris Canty. Bills off the board. The floor is yours.
You sure? Okay, we sure.
Yeah, you cannot take the bell. I guess you can again, but they will not be the answer.
All right, I'm going to go with Dave, let's go with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, and that gives Chris Canty the lead in the top of the 5th inning. The Cleveland Browns getting an 84.7 overall. Overall roster minus the quarterback is 2. Quarterback 12, coaching 11, draft 6, front office. How about this for the Browns? Number 2. All right, 3-2, Chris. Rick, you're up. Would you like to take the Buffalo Bills?
I would not like to take the Buffalo Bills. Can I ask you a somewhat could be silly question?
Okay.
I know it's Cleveland, but you just read where their roster's at. If you were Aaron Rodgers, would that be something that intrigued you a little bit?
If Aaron Rodgers goes to Cleveland, aren't you hard pressed to not think that they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, that has.
He's not going to get there until next year, though.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, it would remind me a lot of, like, the Tampa situation.
Could you imagine him with that offensive line?
Oof. With those weapons?
With those
that run
games? Oh, my God. With those running backs? Oof.
Oof. Forget it. I'm going to go with, you said, the next 3 years.
Tie it up. 3-2, Chris.
Now I'm going to assume health. I'll go with the fighting Kyle Shanahan's. I'll go with the San Francisco Niners.
And we've got a tie. We are 3-3. Overall roster, 4. Quarterback, 14. Coaching, 4. Draft, 9. Front office, 14. We are 3-3, looking for team 7. Chris.
Team number 7, Dave. Okay, yep. I think it's starting to get a little dicey here. I'm going to go with the LA Rams.
And it's dicey, but it's correct. The Rams gives you a 4-3 lead. Overall roster 10, quarterback 8, coaching 5. Draft, obviously don't have a lot of ammunition there. 29, front office is 10. We go to the 8th team. Rick, you're down 4-3, needing to hold serve here.
I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, no, no. Chris, for the steal, and no worse than a tie.
You can't give me anything, Dave.
I can give you nothing. I can tell you it is not the Buffalo Bills.
It's not the Bills.
It's not the Bills.
Okay. Okay, Dave, I'm going to go with a team that didn't make the, I don't know if I can do that. I can't do that. Let's go with the Tennessee Titans, Dave.
Oh, Rick. Mr. DiPietro. The door is now wide open. It's not the Titans. The 8th overall team is?
So not Titans, not Colts.
Not Bills.
Not Bills. Chargers going to be up there, too. Miami. Now it's coach, draft, everything. Roster.
All of it.
I'm not going to keep Bill. My worst nightmare. It did the Patriots.
Oh, we've got a battle on our hands, people. That's overall gross. Roster minus the QB 15, quarterback 22, coaching number 1,
makes
draft 14, front office 6. It is the fighting Bill Belichick's. 4-4. We go to the 9th team. Chris, you're up.
Was it a team that's already been mentioned, Dave?
I can't.
Can you
I
at least
help
me
you,
that?
Chris, I can't help you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go back to the Tennessee Titans.
No. For the steal, Rick, and no worse than a tie.
I'll go Colts now.
Colts 5-4, DePietro. Nice. Overall roster, minus the quarterback, 6. Quarterback, 23, which is pretty low. Coaching, 9. Draft, 11. Front office, 4. Up 5-4 for the win. The 10th team, Rick, is...
Not 10. I'm going to go with... Ooh, they got talent. I think this kid's going to have a good second year. I'll go with the LA Chargers with the 10th team.
Oh, no, with a chance to wrap it up, and oh, it's ripped from his grasp. Chris, to tie it up and go to the tie-breaking question, the 10th overall team next three years in the NFL is?
Third time's the charm? The Tennessee Titans?
Nope. Rick for the win.
Ooh. Tennessee's a good pick. Chargers are a good pick. It's not them.
You want to go Bills?
No, I'm not going to go Bills again, although that would, I mean, that seems to
It does make sense here.
Yeah, it does make sense. Maybe a third time in the top 10. I got to imagine quarterback plays a humongous role in this. I will pretend like he's happy. I'll go with Mr. Unlimited. I'll go with Seattle.
That's
Mr.
it.
Unlimited.
And that
Mr.
is
Unlimited.
It. He closes the door with Mr. Unlimited. They are 10th overall with a score of 81. Chargers, by the way, 11. Right off. I want to find the Titans because Chris is so adamant. Saints are 12. All right. Let me continue. Packers, 13. Where are the Titans are 14, Chris. Titans are 14. Dolphins 15.
How do you have the Packers above? How do you have the Packers right now above? The Packers don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. Well,
they know what's going to be this year. It looks like it's going to be Rodgers.
Yeah, maybe this year. You don't know that yet for sure. But it's the next 3 years. And then what,
Cowboys
going to step
16.
In?
It is. You're right. Next 3 years. Steelers are 17. Where do you think the Jets and Giants check in?
Low.
I'm going to say the Giants are probably... somewhere in the low 20s, and the Jets are like in the mid to upper 20s.
Rick, what do you think?
I think both low. I think both low. I'd say the Jets are 29.
Jets not that bad, guys. Jets getting some love from this panel. Jets are 20.
Wow.
20. They get a 74.5. Overall roster, 24. Quarterback, 18. Coaching, 24. How about this? Draft, number one.
That's
wow,
strong.
Wow, look at
Joe
Douglas.
One.
That's strong.
And front office, 12th. Jets are 20. Why they're here. Potential for a steep rise is in play for the Jets with a young quarterback in place, a roster that already looks far deeper and more competitive under GM Joe Douglas and a coaching staff with an enthusiasm and energy that breathes life into a fan base. Douglas has plenty of draft capital left to tap into in future years, and the Jets have a healthy cap sheet, so targeting players should be no challenge. The hinge for this franchise, Zach Wilson. If he's as good as believed, the Jets will soar. Soar!
The Jets have no history, zero, of drafting and developing a quarterback. I love the optimism. I'm equally as optimistic. But that's a big if.
Buy in.
Well, you know I'm going to buy in.
Buy in.
I'm absolutely
going to
buy in.
Buy in that they got it right.
But, I mean, the coach has never been a head coach before.
I understand, but
there's
excitement.
Offensive coordinator's never been an offensive coordinator.
But these are not
before.
Guys that are pro-Jets. I mean, Field Yates is a legitimate reporter, right? I mean, Jeremy Fowler, legitimate reporter. There's some buzz around the Jets right now. They drafted well. They have some pieces. They're excited about the quarterback. You like the coach. I understand why there's optimism around the Jets.
No, I understand it, too. It just feels like you're setting me up.
I'm providing you the information, which is in front of me.
What were the Giants?
25th.
Yep.
So you got the Giants below the Jets right now?
Well below. Overall roster minus the quarterback 19th, which I don't know that I agree with. Quarterback, and this is brutal. If this is true, he's done. Quarterback 28. Coaching 22, which I don't agree with at all, by the way. Draft.
Well, how do you have, but time out. How do you have Joe Judge, who just, I mean, in his first year, I mean, every Giants fan has bought into Joe Judge. You put him at 22 and then a guy who's never coached before at 24?
Yeah. I don't like Judge at 22.
And the roster, too. I mean, The Giants' defense, roster-wise, is...
Secondary should be good.
Should be really good.
Guess where front office checks in for the Giants?
Low.
29. 29.
That's your guy.
Stop it. Not my guy.
No holds barred.
No holds barred.
You could play.
How good was that? How good was that little segment, that little list?
I probably would have saved it for tomorrow, but that's fine.
I like it, Dave.
But we can,
like
discuss
hot
it
off
more
the presses,
tomorrow.
Dave.
Exactly. Thank you, Chris. It's love hot it. Off the presses. Now, every other talk show is going to dissect and analyze it, and then we're going to be last to the party? Well, we can be first to the party?
Yeah, but I mean, do you always want to be first to the party, though?
And you know what happens if I save it for tomorrow? Oh, now it's bland. It's watered down. Everyone's gotten their teeth into this thing already. We should have
like
done it when it came out yesterday. That's what you would have said.
No, you're right. You're right. I take it back. You are 100% right. I'm glad
look
we got
you.
Into
you. I convinced you otherwise.
You convinced me. And plus, I feel good about the Jets now.
You should. Number 20 overall.
Number
imagine
20.
Zach Wilson is good.
He's got to be good. Do you have no one on yet? There's no one in your quarterback room that's thrown a pass yet.
No, that is a little bit troubling. All right. Let's bring him in. The great Raymond Santiago giving out the three stars of the Monday.
Today's three stars of DCR.
Oh, and of course, today's three stars of the day is brought to you by 7-Eleven.
Number three.
Oh, it's going to go to RJ Santillo for coming back and battling. I don't think he should even be here today. The guy's voice is barely there. He's coming back from the bachelor party. He goes to another wedding where he's chugging water and the bartender's making fun of him. And then you've got you, Dave Rothenberg, just taking shots at him, which leads me to...
Number two.
The can't he segment, I believe I had it right.
Yeah.
Listen... It wasn't in the rundown. I think you spent a little too much time dragging him a little bit, and you got to.
So why am I getting a star for something that you're turned off by?
You're not getting the star. You're not getting the star. The segment, which was I was leading to, was actually pretty well done, and I did appreciate the teases and the continued referring of it to Canty, which listeners who were listening in at that time may not have known.
Number one,
great idea with the Dave Rothenberg rest stop, I've got to say. Although I must point out to you, Dave, the Cheesequake rest stop.
Yeah.
That is named for the state park that's right there. Nice lake.
Yeah, but nobody knows that. Nobody knows and nobody cares. I think the Rothenberg rest stop would get a lot more traction.
People in New Jersey know and care. I don't know how it is in the bougie place that you live in.
I would love a rest area to be named after me. If Vince Lombardi has one, why should I not get one?
Okay, that's a good argument, but don't go and disparage the Cheesequake rest area, okay?
This list is trash, by the way. How can
I feel like
it's
embarrassing
them?
I'm somewhat winded from shooting penalty shots.
Could have gone with
that. Can't just have one of the greatest drops ever. He's not number one star.
I mean, really.
It's really too long to put into a
oh, he's so list. Good. If that is not recycled tomorrow, I'm not coming in on Wednesday.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Listen, I can't fit the whole thing. Anyway, that's three stars of the day, brought to you by 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, use the 7NOW app for free delivery with code FREENOW, 7-Eleven, take it to 11.
I mean, it's the equivalent of Peter going with the
purple
Derrick
birds.
Henry on both teams.
It's oh, a 30-second yeah. cut. What do you want?
You know what?
If
I said it, it would have been ready in 45 seconds after. And because he said it, it conveniently disappears. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Plague of Champion. It's DPHO, Canty Rothenberg, and...
Everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DPHO, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.